a part of this before. If you haven't been a part of this, this is going to be a special day for you. And this is the things that we do as a church, and it's what a church is. We're a family that serves under the same mission, and that's to make Jesus famous, and to serve our city, or serve our community. But this is one of the most effective, one of the most wonderful things that we do. This is kind of the anti-service. You're here on a Sunday morning, but we want, the purpose of why we started to do, first Sunday, and in particular Serve Sunday, is to be the church, not just kind of come to church, So that's one of the main things, is we want to be the church today. We want to not only be there for our community, but we want to be there for each other. We want to share in gospel conversations. And I challenge, just like Chris said, I challenge you as you go through today, not only have great conversations with the people you're serving, but the people you're serving with. Tell your story. Tell them what Jesus means to you. Find out when they met Jesus, if they have. Involve the gospel in your conversations today. I challenge you in that. I think that will help take this even further. I want to just read a scripture real quick and talk about the eternal significance of what we're doing today. I'm going to be in, just real briefly, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. We've got it up here, so you can just kind of follow along there. We're going to start in verse 31. Basically, this is Jesus talking, and he's talking about the future, about what's going to happen in the final judgment. And he says this, when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him, will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. And in this particular story he's telling here, the sheep are those that have saving faith in Christ, okay? So then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And this is what I want us to touch on today in verse 35. "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you've done to the one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." We didn't have any music worship today, but what you're doing today is worship. As you're serving these people, you're serving Jesus. You're serving the King. You're serving our Savior. So there is eternal significance in what you're doing today. What you're doing today does not save you, does not allow you to be a sheep versus a goat, doesn't allow you to be on God's right-hand side, doesn't allow you, doesn't save you, doesn't allow you to be in heaven. What allows you to be in heaven is a saving faith in what the work of Jesus Christ, what he's done for us on the cross, death, and the burial and resurrection. But for those of us, that have that saving faith in Christ, that have been saved, this is a chance to worship our Lord because of what he's done for us. So what we're doing to the least of these, we're doing to Jesus. So remember that today. Remember that I challenge you to think about this as worship just as much as if somebody was standing up here playing a guitar. This is just as much worship than if, if you're putting in the guts of a toilet back here, or you're painting a wall at East Cheatham, or weed-eating a graveyard. I don't know what you're going to be doing today, but it's worship. I want you to look at it like that. And two, this is family. This is a time for us to bond together as a family and become the church. Okay? You're going to church today at somebody else's house or in a graveyard or at a school, but you're going to be the church too. So I challenge you in that. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope it's an amazing day. I hope you and your family get something out of it. But most of all, I hope that God's glorified in everything we do, in our actions and in our conversations today. Let me pray for us, and then we're just going to have an offering, and Jason's going to come up and do some announcements.